Hi, fellow runner. My name is Roman, and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. As those of you who listen regularly to this podcast know, I'm about to run another marathon this year, Ljubljana Marathon, end of October. And with all the training reviews of different runners for different races that are posted mostly on YouTube, I decided it's time for me to also record an episode with my training update for Ljubljana Marathon. But before I dive more into the topic, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, share it on your social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. My marathon is 7 weeks out. I just got back home from my Sunday long run, so perfect time to sum up the first 5 weeks of my marathon training. Up front, I need to say that it's been quite a roller coaster. There were a few situations when I needed to adjust my training a little bit. We all know that life can get in the way of running, and so it was. End of July, I started a new job. And it took me a few weeks to adjust my new work schedule. I think I'll need another week or two, but then I should get used to it. But that was not the only thing. When I got back from my summer vacation and started the training block, the first thing I had to deal with was a heat wave. After that, heavy storms and rainfall when almost half of our country was flooded. And after that, another heat wave. Last week was actually the first week when things settled. Temperatures were normal for this time of year, and I had enough time to do all the runs I had on my training schedule. So what I did the first 4 weeks was that I adjusted my training around my new job schedule and the current weather conditions. I still tried to get at least some sort of structure into my training, but as you can imagine, not everything went to plan. Long runs were shorter than planned. I did my first 30-kilometer long run today. We'll come to that one a bit later. But the long runs before that were from 24 to 28 kilometers long. The plan initially was to build up to 30K 2 weeks ago and do from this week on more long run workouts. But I just need to accept the fact that it was not possible due to outside conditions and that I will therefore adjust my training. The one thing I got somehow according to plan were the Tuesday interval sessions. Just took a look at my training log and somehow I was able to do all of them and even the paces were almost as planned. Maybe a few a bit slower due to conditions, but not by much. So I'm quite happy with the way my Tuesday workouts went. On Wednesdays, I have a middle distance easy run on my plan. Another run that I needed to adjust a few times the last weeks. I did this run late in the afternoon, and during the heat wave, I needed to cut it short. So instead of running around 15 kilometers, I mostly ran from about 10 to 12 kilometers. Now, Thursday's tempo sessions were also a struggle, as you can imagine. I like to sleep in the morning, and so late in the afternoon was the only option. Well, I thought it would be somehow manageable to do this tempo runs late in the afternoon. But to be honest, with temperatures over 30 degrees, it was not the wisest thing to do. And so I cut the tempo part short and did some more easy kilometers instead. My Saturday morning easy run was the one run that was most constant during these last weeks. Even with higher temperatures, I got the runs done. They ranged from 45 to 60 minutes, so not too long, and with enough water that I carried with me and roots that were mostly in shade, it was manageable. After my long run 2 weeks ago, I thought that it would be wise to adjust my expectations for race day. But as I was looking on the weather forecast for last week, I thought I should try to get a decent week of training in and then see how my body will react and maybe then adjust. So last week was the first decent week of running during this training block. It started Tuesday with an 8x1K repeat session. The goal was to run all of the repeats between 4:10 and 4:20 per kilometer. As it turned out, the first one was 4:15. All the other ones around 4:05 per kilometer. Sure, I had to work hard, but it was still a very controlled effort. Not all-out kilometer repeats where I needed to stop after each one. As you can imagine, I got a massive mental boost from this workout and was ready for the runs waiting for me. Wednesday was my middle distance easy run. Kept it really easy for the first 2 kilometers and then slowly started to run around my target pace. With temperatures a bit lower, I felt strong during the whole 15 kilometers, despite the fact that I had a tough session just the day before. Okay, I need to admit that my legs were a bit tired when I started, but as soon as I warmed up, it was very enjoyable. Now, Thursday was a tempo day. I was a bit nervous before the run because I was only able to run 1 8-kilometer tempo run weeks ago and 1 10K race. After warm-up, the first 2 kilometers of the tempo part were quite hard. I think I was working too hard, but then I somehow got into a flow and it became easier with each kilometer. The plan was to run 10 kilometers around 4:45 per kilometer. I never looked at my Garmin and I ran the whole time by feel. In the end, it turned out that I ran half a kilometer longer as planned and 10 seconds per kilometer faster. So all in all, a decent tempo run. Now, looking back to my last marathon, the average pace was 4:35 minutes per kilometer, and I'm sure that at this point I'm far away from running the marathon distance at this pace. But I did this workout on tired legs and there are still 7 weeks of training waiting for me. So all in all, I need to be happy with the run. Saturday was just another easy 10-kilometer run. Nothing special and not much to talk about. Same as Wednesday, I took it really easy for the first 2 kilometers and then worked my way to target pace. On to Sunday and my first 30 kilometers long run off the training block. So it was time to run with gels and a sports drink, so I could train also nutrition intake during longer runs. I decided that I will use the same tactic as I did in my last marathon. Before the run, I admit I was a bit nervous. Got up early in the morning, early enough to finish the run before the heat. Ate the same breakfast as I will on race day, 2 hours before the run, laced up my Cloud Monsters and started running. The first 10 kilometer passed quickly. Took a drink at the 5 and the 10K mark and my first gel at the 7K mark. Even the second 10K felt really good. Took my second gel at the 14K mark. My breathing was very controlled and my legs working fine. Suddenly I remembered why I loved those long runs so much. I was in a happy place because I realized that I was feeling better than on some of my previous 30K long runs. That gave me a mental boost and suddenly I started to run faster. Still feeling very much in control. But as I looked down at my Garmin and saw the pace I was running at, I again started to run more controlled. It was a bit too fast for my first 30K run off this training block. At the 22K mark, I took my last gel. Around 24 kilometers into the run, I could feel that my legs were getting a little bit heavier, but the feeling lasted only for about half a kilometer. From then on, it was again pure joy till the end of the run. Despite all the adjustments I had to deal with, I'm quite confident about my training. Could be that I will lower my expectations for race day a bit, but if I will be able to do another 3 or 4 decent consecutive weeks of training, I think I'll be in a place where I want to be before my next marathon. I know there will be days or even weeks where I will still need to adjust running around life, but by staying smart and mentally in a good place, I think that this training block will work out fine. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would really appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running friends. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!